The House Ethics Committee has launched an investigation into Long Island and Queens Congressman George Santos.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane is joining us from Washington. So, Scott, what do we know about this investigation so far?
Well, we're going to be a little bit careful with how we phrase this because some of this is difficult to navigate because the House Ethics Committee hasn't formally begun its business yet for this Congress. So what we can tell you for sure is that a complaint has been filed with the House Ethics Committee asking for a review of George Santos's background, his statements, what he put on his campaign finance disclosure forms, but an investigation can't yet be launched, but one could be imminent. I can tell you I spent much of this day with this group of constituents from Long Island who came here today to deliver petitions seeking Santos's expulsion. The congressman told me he is willing to listen to those constituents, but a few moments ago, the group, which jammed a hallway outside his office, was turned away. No meeting, no visit, no words exchanged.
But Speaker McCarthy has confirmed that ethics is looking into Santos, right?
It's a little tricky here. What the speaker said is that there's an ethics complaint filed. An investigation technically can't be launched yet because the committee has not begun its official business for this Congress. So the speaker's team has kind of walked that back just a little bit, but that really is an issue of technicality. The complaint is filed, the ethics committee reviews all complaints submitted once it begins its official business, and that's likely in the coming days.
You mentioned his Long Island constituents who were there today with the petitions to get him expelled. With the GOP holding such a slim majority in the House, is there any possibility Santos is expelled?
The politics are so tricky, I would say they're almost unprecedented here. Some of the most vocal opponents he has in Congress among the members are from fellow New York State Republicans from upstate, Hudson Valley, Long Island, and they're the ones saying he can't stay or shouldn't stay. The other House Republicans elsewhere in the country, with one or two exceptions, have been muted in their criticism. So it's hard to see the trajectory here. But ultimately, this puts the House Speaker in a difficult position because the margins are so slim. There is an expectation that if there was a special election to replace Congressman Santos, Democrats would have a very strong chance of taking the seat back, making the margins more narrow. Difficult decisions await. Mr. Santos told me today he is insistent. He is saying that these things are not distractions.
Hey, Scott, President Biden will deliver his second State of the Union address tonight. What can we expect?
Well, it's going to be this balancing act between championing accomplishments made and trying to chart a path forward. But that's a difficult balancing act because the White House doesn't believe it's getting proper credit or due credit. It's not showing up in the polls. The things recently done for the economy, infrastructure bill, CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act, big job gains last month. But he also has to chart a path forward. That's the State of the Union tradition. And this year, he's doing it with a Republican Speaker of the House sitting over his shoulder and a House majority that is unwilling to give the president the latitude and space he needs to get legislation through.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill. Scott, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you both.